What's up, Lamont? 640 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Bruce Woody, the Executive Director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA, your water, sewer, recycling, solid waste, you might say garbage, and also yard waste, and therefore the mulch and the pellets and the cool stuff that they make, which is a whole separate, we don't talk about that much, but that's a really cool part of the operation. Bruce Woody, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. So you guys had a meeting yesterday, and or your board had a meeting. Of course, you were also there, obviously. Anything particularly interesting out of the meeting?
It was a fairly busy meeting. We had about 21 items on the agenda, a little more than usual. The majority of it were associated with procurements for beginning of the new fiscal year in October. There's a lot of expenditure associated providing those services. A couple things that we chatted about that I want to be sure and convey this morning, though. Sewer averaging starts November 15th and runs for 90 days through February 15th. I'd like to remind everybody that during that period of time, your water consumption is averaged, and then that volume is used for calculating sewer usage the balance of the year. The reason we do that is because those winter months are the lowest water consumption, typically. You're not watering lawns, filling swimming pools, washing cars, things like that. And therefore, it's more representative of the water volume that makes it back to the sewer. And therefore, that's the number that's used for calculating sewer fees the balance of the year.
This is one of those things that it took us forever to really, I mean, at least to get the why of it. But you're not watering your lawn, you're not filling your pool, and so, you know, you're not going to put a meter on the poo pipe. So, you know, this is a way of getting an approximate use of how much you send back to the home office, basically, every day or, you know, every month, and taxing you on that or charging you a fee based on that instead of based on including, if you included, like, you know, car washing or, you know, your lawn or your pool, well, that's not fair because that water doesn't go back. That just goes into the ground, right? So that's why you do it.
Yep, that's right. So now is a good time of year to check those flowing fixtures for leaks and make sure that what we're measuring during those 90 days is most representative of your actual consumption.
And I will tell you, just in our house, you know, what we do is, you know, we specifically try to conserve on water at this time of year. I mean, we try generally to conserve on water, but we try extra hard because it's a way of saving us money on, you know, the cost of the sewer component of your bill through the rest of the year. So that's what we do for sure. You guys got some awards. Your wastewater treatment plant folks got some awards. Is that right?
Yes. The National Association of Clean Water Agencies, which is a national association, issues awards for water reclamation facilities based on their percent of compliance with their regulatory permits. We have three facilities here in Escambia County that provide wastewater treatment and water reclamation. All three of them got awards. Our largest facility got a silver award for being 99.94% compliant, meaning that they only missed three compliance points out of over 5,015 compliance points over the whole year. Bayou Marcus, similarly, 99.97% compliance rate, and our Pensacola Beach plant also got an award, 99.95% compliance. Those are really outstanding figures, and we strive hard to not just meet our regulatory compliance points, but we treat to advanced wastewater treatment standards.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Above and beyond what the regulations require.
And it is true. I mean, it's the kind of thing, like, you don't think very often about it, but, you know, having clean water is kind of an important part of living. And we do just kind of take it for granted that we have clean, cheap, abundant water. And somebody helps make that happen. You know, somebody, not just that, but also the wastewater treatment, which is the other end of the equation. So it's just, you know, we take it for granted, but it's not something that we should take for granted. You guys are still doing the bulk waste that you have to call ahead to get that picked up, like at your normal time, but you have to schedule it, right?
Yes, since July 1st, we've switched to a call-in program. It's more efficient to go to a specific address who we know has bulk waste to be picked up than just to run every single route in town just looking for it. So we ask the customers call our customer service center by 2 p.m. On the day before your regular collection, and then we'll pick it up on the day of collection. Pretty simple call. That number is 476-0480. That's 476-0480. And bulk waste is considered to be anything that's too large to fit in your trash can, like furniture, couches, mattress, desks, chairs, small appliances, if they won't fit in the trash can, bicycles, grills, lawnmowers, all, provided you've taken the gas and oil out first, large toys, those sorts of things. Free of charge, all they ask is that you call before 2 p.m. the day before your regular pickup day.
And by the way, that is a that's a service that I think, again, people who've lived here may not recognize the importance of it. A lot of places I have lived in the past, the trash collector either would not pick up these things or charged you for it. So the fact that the ECUA picks them up for no cost and all you got to do is schedule it is, I mean, that's a pretty nice perk if you need to get rid of stuff like that, for sure. You guys have made a change to e-billing, or it's just that you've added e-billing? What's the deal there?
We've always had e-billing, but we're improving the form and format of what you receive. In past, your e-billing statement was pretty basic, just had four or five lines of basic data in terms of address and account and dollar amount, et cetera, but not as much information as we provide on normally on the paper bill you would receive by the mail. We didn't believe that was accurate, so we've increased our service to now provide, if you're signed up for e-billing, an actual PDF copy, Adobe Acrobat format, of what your paper bill would look like if you had received it in the mail. In addition, now you'd also receive a copy of the pipeline, which is the news and information insert that we also add to your bill. So if you'd like to get rid of that paper in the mailbox, it's easy to sign up for. You can either do it online or call customer service at 476-0480. We'd be happy to switch over to e-billing. And again, you'll receive a paper copy or electronic copy that when you open it looks just identical to what you'd receive in the mail.
Very good. I know just something people can get confused on. In the city of Pensacola, they are not doing curbside recycling. In fact, Saturday is going to be the first day of the drop-off location on North Palafox, the blue building on the west side of the street, about a block and a half south of the hard metal sculpture. But in the county, ECUA is still collecting curbside. Do recycle in your recycling bin. My question for you is, at the materials recycling facility, the county runs the landfill, so that wouldn't be affected, other than they're probably up in volume, I would assume. But what's the impact to recycling at the MRF?
At the MRF, we have almost 11 customers we contract with that bring us materials to the materials recycling facility. City of Pensacola was one of those. All of our other customers, with the exception of City of Pensacola and the very smaller city of Fairhope, have continued with us this year. Volumes are down maybe 15%, but we have three different entities that we're talking about that would be new to us. They're talking about adding service, and it would probably bring our volumes up to where we were before. Yes, we continue to provide recycling for over 90,000 customers across Escambia County. So we are definitely in the recycling business, still operating. Nothing's changed for ECUA as far as recycling.
Very good. All right. The other thing I was going to ask you about was the PFAS stuff. We'd heard a lot about this several months ago. I think you had a standard that got set for, is it 3 parts per trillion? I think that's what's in my head, or 4 parts per trillion?
Four
parts per trillion. Okay. And you and I had talked previously about this is going to be enormously expensive to comply with this because of the kind of carbon filtration or the kind of filter you're going to have to put in the wells in order to prevent this at the source. Where is ECUA at in terms of complying with that, and what are we starting to understand about the cost it's going to take to fix that?
Yeah. These new regulations for removing PFAS and other similar related forever chemicals, as they're referred to, is a nationwide problem, and so we're certainly not immune to that. Fortunately, however, here at ECUA, we've been seeing that regulatory issue coming down the line for many, many years, and began quite over a decade ago, adding granular activated carbon filtration at many of our well locations. The need for that varies depending on the well and its particular geology in and around that particular well. So the out of 31 wells, we now have GAC of one form or another by the end of this next year on, I think, 16 of them.
Okay.
Not all of the remaining ones will need GAC filtration, but we're well ahead of the game because of investments we've been making over the previous decade. We still probably will have about $30 million worth of capital expense over the next 4 or 5 years to add filtration to other locations.
Okay.
Probably the biggest anxiety about the whole thing is the operational cost. Replacing the GAC material periodically, you know, filters need to be changed.
Right.
And that will be an expensive operational.
And as my understanding is that because of this new standard being enacted and because of, as you said, the widespread nature of the contamination, that because everybody everywhere is going to have to start using the granular activated carbon, the filter system, that's going to put, upward pressure, demand pressure on the price of those because there's only so much out there. And, I mean, industry will eventually respond, but have we seen an impact from the demand going up due to compliance that's going to make not just what it would have been a cost, but even more so because everybody's having to do it?
Yes. The cost of carbon hasn't quite jumped yet. The cost of the GAC vessels that contain the carbon, we've already seen that jump up. Another cost point we're worried about is getting rid of the GAC material after it's used. Depending on sampling results, sometimes that material has to go to an arid type C hazardous waste landfill. And there's not many of those in the nation, most of them out in the arid west, New Mexico, Arizona. So the hauling distance and the extra cost for disposing of it is going to be a big impact also.
That makes all the sense in the world. So we're seeing it more on the back end, maybe even more than on the front end, which, obviously time will tell how much each of those holds up. Okay, no, that's very useful. And I know it's a big dollar amount, but, it just is. We've got these forever chemicals, and we got to get rid of them somehow. Bruce Woody, he's the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Bruce, thanks so much for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank
you, Andrew. By the way, thank you for giving me clean drinking water, safe sewage, picking up my garbage, and picking up the recycling and all the stuff that you do to service. I appreciate it. May not go all that often gets thanked, but I know a lot of people do appreciate it.
Thank you. We've got 650 employees here that love what they do and appreciate the opportunity to provide services to our neighbors.
Absolutely.